Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef of the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you.
Now, the Burger Wars, they've been going on for years.
Oh, yes, they have.
Fast food. They're fighting back and forth.
Mm.
So interesting, when you think of, like, signature burgers, right? I would think you think of Burger King, you think of the Whopper.
Sure.
McDonald's, you think of the Big Mac.
Yep.
Do you know which one came first?
Ooh.
I'll say the Big Mac. I think 1970. Is that right?
I'm going to guess the Whopper.
Thrill is correct.
Really?
The Whopper was first. That debuted in 1957, over a decade before the McDonald's Big Mac, which was created by a franchisee, launched in 67 or 68.
Hmm.
Now, the Whopper they came out with, and they said, hey, like, McDonald's is already rolling.
Sure.
We need a big flame-broiled burger that people will come for. And they did. Now, also, the Big Mac, kind of, like, McDonald's then was like, well, we need a signature burger. But at this point, remember, they started in California. So they were still competing with a big boy restaurant chain.
Damn, think about that.
Shoney's. Elby's.
Yeah, we had Elby's.
The original Whopper, by the way, in 1957 would set you back 37 cents.
Jeez, a whiz, that's a lot.
I wonder what that is at the time, though. If that was like, wow, man, that is a fancy-ass burger.
You know what? I have found out recently, sometimes don't look up that stuff.
What do you mean?
Why? Like, you fathom that inflation rate is ridiculous, but you're like, oh, that must have been crazy back then. It's like, no, it wasn't that crazy for them.
It's probably like 10-cent hamburgers. You know, maybe 15-cent cheeseburgers.
Well, you got to keep in mind, at this point, McDonald's is really the only dog in the game, and yeah. Miles is right. You're talking 10-cent cheeseburgers, like 7-cent hamburgers, whatever. So then Wendy or Burger King's like, yo, we got a big-ass burger. We could charge 37 cents.
37 cents? Are you sure, yeah, man?
But basically, the Whopper established the trend for larger signature fast food burgers, and then, of course, the Big Mac shows up.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So now to the new to the burger wars going on now, right now. So first of all, we'll try the Whopper first, but in order, right? McDonald's a few months ago said, hey, we're testing this new thing, the Big Arch, right?
Yeah.
They had tested in other markets, and then about, what, 2 weeks ago or whatever, their CEO was pictured. And look, he just looked like a CEO looks like, right? And it's this giant burger, and he said it's a big bite for a big burger. He barely took a nibble of it.
Yeah.
People kind of got on him. He's like, don't worry, I'll finish it later.
Also called it a product.
Yeah.
Instead of a hamburger.
I know.
Product.
Well, yeah.
They were like, that's why you don't have CEOs introduce food anyway. He's like, man, when it comes to food, just call it food.
It's like me saying, did you eat lunch, man? I'm going to go get some product.
Correct. Well, like, look, we're used to seeing launches of giant tech stuff.
Sure.
And you see the CEO up there. That's very rare, right? Generally, even Microsoft, they'll hire people just to give presentations because those people can't do it.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, they can't. And nothing against the McDonald's CEO, but, like, you're not the guy that needs to be the face. Just be the CEO.
Right. So people have been all over him. So then finally it was going to come out this week. So then the Whopper, not brand new, they just revised it a little bit, okay?
What are the revisions on the Whopper?
Well, features a more premium, better tasting bun.
Okay.
Okay.
They say they enhance the high quality mayonnaise than it previously
was. Oh, I've heard that, yeah.
So they haven't done a ton to it, right? And frankly, the Whopper's the Whopper. It's always pretty good. Yep. So we could try the Whopper. So this is a brand new Whopper.
All right. Steve already took the vegetables off.
Well, it's the pickle, man. I can't do that. Like, I can get the tomato and lettuce. I'm not doing pickle.
By the way, these four burgers,
I'm the
talking about price, $45.
God damn.
Oof.
45 bucks, so not 39 cents.
All right, new Whopper.
It's all right. I already dove in. I don't know about you guys. I took the bite straight out. I took the bite straight out of the middle. It was fantastic. You know, could either go corner or I want to get to the middle with all the meat that's inside of it, dude. That's a fantastic burger.
Well, since we talked to the president of Burger King, I kind of want it to win.
Oh, I do too, man.
I'm a little biased.
And what?
Mm. Well, see, I took a real bite. Sorry.
Yeah.
No, it's still
like the president of Burger King did.
We're pretty much the same guy.
Yeah.
Same money, everything. I will say this. I cannot tell the difference in the mayonnaise. I can't tell the difference in the bun, but it's damn good.
No, it's a good burger. Really is.
Well, I think Mike Miles and I are experts on mayonnaise.
I taste the notes of difference in there.
Yeah, I could tell. Right.
But why don't they just say, hey, look, we're using Duke's now.
Right.
You know, I mean, just use the brand that everyone likes and everyone knows.
Well, you're not wrong, but that's not the way the corporate world works anymore.
Right.
I mean, half of them now just sell fancy ketchup. It's like, what? Just get Heinz.
Yeah, but if you did like a barbecue burger or whatever, it could be a Sweet Baby Ray bacon burger from, you know, exclusively at Wendy's or whatever.
But then you got to get in bed with them.
You do get it. You do, but I think people know that brand as well.
They do.
So hopefully.
I'm just saying, they just don't do it anymore. That's the way it used to be, right? Because I know what you're thinking, right? Burger King years ago had that Bullseye burger, and it was made with Bullseye barbecue
sauce. That's right. Mm-hmm. And McDonald's used to use Heinz ketchup. And then they stopped doing it because they're like, you know what? We can do it cheaper.
Do you like them better now that they're not using Heinz?
I can't tell the difference, to be honest with you.
Ketchup they're not using Del Monte, Mike.
As a ketchup
That's
bag.
Right.
All right. Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, it tastes good, but it tastes like a Whopper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I've never really had a Whopper and been like, oh, this Whopper sucks.
They're also putting it in a box now. So they say it'll maintain its freshness or it won't fall apart in your car.
But yeah. I was going to say, but it still comes stacked tall with freshly cut onions, tomatoes, crisp lettuce, tangy pickles that thrill doesn't like.
I don't know that the lettuce is crisp, but to be fair, it's sitting on top of a hot burger under a piece of bread. It's
tomatoes, mayonnaise. Like that was one thing that I always liked about Burger King is that their sandwiches are a lot saucier, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like, look, I know it's like that little machine they're using, but you still can taste the difference of like it did touch a flame.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, man.
Yeah, and Miles is right. They're also putting it in a box, which I guess makes it seem a little fancier. You know?
Yeah, man.
Let's put it like in a Tiffany's box. You know, a little velvet cover on the outside.
They used to always have the styrofoam. Then they got rid of that. So I want to say even for a while, the Big Mac was coming just wrapped up, and people were like, nah, man, you got to put that in some type of box.
Right, because when I open it, all it craps on my lap because I'm eating it while I drive.
Right, there's just a lot of stuff going on.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
All right, next up to the plate, we're going to try this McDonald's Big Arch.
Big
Arch. They're saying it's an ode to American excess. It's big, like Irish. Really big.
Got some crispy straws in there.
Yeah, they're saying it's big size, big flavor, big calorie count to satisfy the extra hungry.
So what's on this thing?
Let's see. So it's a toasted bun with both sesame and poppy seeds, giving off a multigrain bread vibes amid the burger's greasy intemperance. So it's 2 quarter-pound patties, cheese, but also pickles, shredded lettuce, Big Arch sauce, 2 types of onions, raw and fried. And then I guess a lot of people are saying this new sauce is close to a Big Mac sauce, but not quite the same, which frankly, any place you go that has a burger sauce tends to be Thousand Island dressing.
Also, 3 pieces of cheese, I see.
Oh,
so you really cheese that thing up.
It's like a zesty.
They put a lot of stuff on here. I heard it's messy. It looks good. I've been waiting to try it. Let's try it.
Okay. Don't take it before a drug test. I see poppy seeds.
All right, here we go.
Okay. As far as McDonald's burgers goes, that's
it doesn't taste like McDonald's.
Yes. That's exactly right, Miles.
It really doesn't.
Which is almost disappointing. It's not a bad burger, but if I go to McDonald's, like, that is the taste I want in my mouth, right?
Yeah, there's a definite McDonald's taste.
I was going to say, it still tastes... I mean, honestly, that's pretty damn good.
It's really good.
It's not bad at all.
You like about the Whopper?
No.
I like the Whopper.
I mean, I don't know that I want to pick a winner, but I was just like, I read a lot about, or saw a lot of people tested out this burger.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to explain it. You're right, though. Like, the Burger King still kind of tastes like a Burger King burger. Still tastes like McDonald's, but I like all the stuff on there. It's definitely messier than a normal McDonald's burger.
Yeah, I'm noticing that.
Yeah, a lot of cheese and stuff going on there.
I think I'm with Steve, though. I prefer the Whopper. You know, it's not a bad burger, but this is a burger that I'm probably going to order once, whereas I'll go through and I'll get a Whopper every time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know.
It's a good burger. Make no mistake, Big Arch.
Yeah.
Big Arch, it's a good burger. I just prefer the Whopper. It might just be the flame broil thing.
And I'm still a sucker for a Big Mac.
Well, like, sure.
I think you're one of those. I think you are conditioned to get the same thing, unless you're at Taco Bell. Taco Bell, for some reason, lets me go like, you know what? I'm going to try that other thing. But for whatever reason, at McDonald's, I'm just like, I'm tried and true. I just want to get a Big Mac. I definitely want to get a vanilla milkshake. Love to get fries, but it's a new year for me.
Man, that's a tough call.
They really are. They are both
They are very good.
Good,
yeah.
I mean, I would say if you like the Whopper, you'll like this one more.
Mm-hmm.
That Big Arch, man, there's a lot of flavor in there.
There is.
Like, I'm with you. Like, a Whopper seems more consistent, but I don't know, man. That's a pretty big burger, especially for McDonald's.
And to be fair, that means you can't go wrong. Get either or.
Yeah. And if you happen to, if you missed it, we did have the president of Burger King call our radio show.
Mm-hmm. Top Curtis.
Because Taryn, the Daily Mix Show, called them to leave a message because he put out a press release and said, hey, man, if anything is wrong with your food ever at Burger King, give me a call and I'll return the call.
Yeah.
And we're sitting here in the afternoon and he called. So if you want to check that out, it's up at YouTube. Follow us at KISW Rock.
Yeah. And that's the other thing. People, Burger King's denying they're trolling McDonald's right now.
Come on.
But they did release the video of that Tom guy taking a big ass bike.
Oh, yeah.
The day they released the new big arch. So
they're trolling them.
They're trolling them. And why not? Right.
I would.
Right. Yeah. And McDonald's is always going to be number one. So it's like, it's not that bad of an idea.
Well, and everybody's jumping in on it too. I saw Wendy's getting in there. I saw A&W jump in there and get on it too. Yeah. Everybody.
Well, McDonald's released, they tweeted something out like, so big you won't be able to finish it. And Burger King put, we couldn't finish it either.
Oh,
I was like, damn, it's on. Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.